Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, proud of its ties to Alaska communities since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The federal government plans to withhold nearly $17.5 million in COVID-related grant funds after it says the state underfunded some Alaska school districts. KDLL's Ashton O'Hara reports.
During the pandemic, Alaska's Education Department received about $360 million in federal relief funds through the American Rescue Plan. As a condition of the grant, the state was not allowed to disproportionately reduce funding for districts serving large numbers of low-income students. The federal government says Alaska failed to meet that requirement and underfunded districts in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Juneau, and the Kenai Peninsula. Earlier this year, the Federal Department of Education warned the state it would be designated a high-risk grantee if it didn't fix the error by allocating money to those four districts. Now, the Federal Education Department says it'll withhold more than half of the state's remaining COVID relief funds. Only once the state pays what it owes the four districts will that hold be lifted. The state and feds have clashed for months over the state's alleged noncompliance. Although dozens of states initially failed to meet the grant's so-called maintenance of equity requirements, Alaska is the only state to remain out of compliance. The state maintains it adequately funded the districts during the pandemic. In a letter this past May, State Education Commissioner Dina Bishop argued that the state actually increased per-student funding during the pandemic. State lawmakers tried to partially settle the dispute by including roughly $12 million in this year's budget to address the problem. That would have covered the outstanding amount for fiscal year 2022, but Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed the money, saying the total amount needed is unknown. Clayton Holland is the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District superintendent. Holland says it's, quote, been a while since the district heard any updates from the state, and that they've grown tired of pushing for answers. He says it's clear the state believes it funded districts adequately.
I think earlier on, there's still maybe thought that it could be debated or challenged. At this point, it doesn't seem like that.
As first reported by the Alaska Beacon, the state plans to appeal the federal government's decision to withhold the money. In Soldotna, I'm Ashlyn O'Hara.
Officials within the U.S. Postal Service intercepted a threatening envelope sent to the Alaska Division of Elections on Tuesday, one of a number of similar packages sent to elections officials in other states. The Alaska Beacon reports that Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom, who oversees elections work in the state, said in a written statement that the Postal Service notified the division that it had been targeted and that postal inspectors had seized a suspicious envelope and its contents for further investigation. Similar suspicious envelopes have been reported by elections officials in several states. This is Alaska Public Media.